Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Sunday, the 14th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we have cricket with the two test matches, an international T20 plus the Super Smash Finals, basketball action over in the USA with the NBA, and Australia with the NBL. We'll also touch on the A-League over on Australia as well, where the Australian Open is also in action. Over in golf, we've got the PGA going on with Tim Wilkinson in action in that one. Here back here on New Zealand shores, we have the Prada Cup first round has happened. Finally, there's also Six Nations action in the rugby. So lots to talk about this morning. Hi, this is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And before we get into the news, I will be at Merry Merry today to have a go in a jet sprint boat ahead of the Merry Merry event next weekend on the 20th of February. So next Saturday, do pop down to Merry Merry. There's going to be lots of jet sprint boat action there. As I say, I will be having a go today in obviously the navigator's seat, not driver's seat. I've gone out and bought myself a GoPro, so look out for footage of what it's like to be going from naught to wow, well over 100 with no brakes. I'll show you. You'll get to see that. Also, looking at getting a couple of interviews, chatting with a couple of drivers in the build up to that event and navigators, obviously. So do keep an eye out on the New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page in particular for that kind of stuff. Let's getting into it then, and in the golf, this is the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am over there in the USA. And Tim Wilkinson is currently on the course for round three. He's through the seventh hole, and he is tied 16th at six under par, six shots behind Spieth, who is leading the event and yet to get out on to the course. Tim doing well there, top 16, or tied 16th, sorry. We'll keep you up to speed with how he's going tomorrow on the Morning Sports Briefing at 7 a.m. Also over in the States, move on to the NBA action. And there are 11 games yesterday. Some key results there. The Jazz beat the Bucks 129 to 115. The Lakers beat the Grizzlies 115 to 105. The game that would have had our eyes on was the Mavericks versus the Pelicans. That's right, Steve Adams Pelicans. It was a high scoring affair in this one. Luka Doncic led the Mavericks with 46 points, and Kristaps Porzingis also got 36 points for the Mavericks. For the Pelicans, they were led by Zion Williamson with 36 points and Brandon Ingram with 30. Steve Adams Poor game, really, or poor numbers with 4 rebounds and just 4 points in the game. Unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks took control of this game after the first quarter, winning 143-130 in that one. That means that the 3-game winning streak has now been replaced by a 2-game losing streak for the Pelicans. That sees them in 12th place in the Western Conference. The Jazz still lead there ahead of the Lakers and the Clippers on the Eastern side. On the Western side. On the Eastern side of things, you have the 76ers, the Bucks, and the Net as well. Hopefully I got the mute in there for the sneeze there, folks. Sorry for that. That's me. So, yes, over on the Eastern Conference side, the 76ers lead the Bucks and the Nets in that one. Sticking with basketball news over in the NBL. And yesterday we had the Bullets versus the 36ers. The Bullets got out to a good start leading in the first quarter. After that, the 36ers took control saw out the game, winning that one 70-85. Leading the way for the 36ers was Isaiah Humphries with 24 points and 13 rebounds for his double-double. Daniel Johnson also chips in with 21 points. For the Bullets, Nathan Sobey got 25 points, but no one else got into double figures scoring, which is why his team came up short. That means now in the table, the 36ers are in third place there. Melbourne United still at the top of the table, with the Breakers at the bottom there with just one win and four losses from their 5 games. Today, there are 2 games. The Kings play the Hawks and South East Melbourne Phoenix play the Wildcats in that one. Moving on to the Prada Cup. In a flip to the previous races, in this one, the Ineos Team UK lost both races yesterday to Luna Rosa Challenge in light winds. Meaning that I was out on course A. Today, though, things like it's going to be new waters for both teams, with course E being used for the first time. So we'll see how that one goes. Ineos UK preferring the stronger winds and didn't like the light winds yesterday that Luna Rosa profited from with their 2 wins there in that one. There's also news that if Team New Zealand were to hold the America's Cup, they are looking at the possibility of taking the hosting rights overseas. So we'll have to see how that one goes down with the public, is this just a bargaining negotiation move to try and get more money from Auckland Council and also the New Zealand government? We'll have to wait and see what happens with that one if Team New Zealand were to win the America's Cup. Moving over to Australia and in the A-League, there was no action yesterday, but today there are 2 games. Brisbane Roar take on Newcastle Jets and the Wellington Phoenix take on the Central Coast Mariners. You heard yesterday on the Knicks newsletter what our experts thought about was going to happen in that Wellington Phoenix versus Central Coast Mariners. Was Connor and Dan discussed the game. You can catch that as a podcast, or you can go back and watch the video on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter there with that one. In the tennis, over in the men's doubles, we still have interest in this one as Daniel and Oswald beat Kupfer Sandringham 7-6, 6-7, 7-2 to go through to the third round. And today they'll be playing Monroe and Typho from the USA. Also, Piers and Venus beat Nam and Song from the wildcards from South Korea 6-4, 6-3. They will be up against Ram and Salisbury, the 5th seeds in the next round. Looking at the men's singles side of things, And Djokovic is supposed to be back in action today against Roenick with the 14th seed after he had his side side strain issue there in his previous game. He said he might not make it back out onto the court for this one. We'll have to see whether he does today, later today in that one. Thurman will take on Dimitrov, the number three seed, Dimitrov, also today. In what has been a predictable or with few upsets so far, because Nadal beat Norrie 7-5, 6-2, 7-5 to go through to that fourth round. Number four seed Medvedev also came through, but in five sets, 6-3, 6-3, 4-3, sorry, 6-4, 4-6, start again, 6-3, 6-3, 4-6, 3-6, 6-0 in that one. The highest seed to have been knocked out so far is the 10th seed. So all the favourites still in there for on the men's side of things. Over on the women's side, and Barty, number one seed, came through comfortably 6-2, 6-4 into the fourth round. We saw Osaka, the number three seed, come through 6-3, 6-2. Serena Williams is also safely through 7-6, 6-2 as well. And then number two seed, Halep, came through 6-1, 6-3. So again, players coming comfortably through. We have lost the fourth seed, though, on the women's side. So, yes, a couple of other upsets over there in that one. Just to bring it up to speed with the rugby in the Six Nations, England beat Italy 41-18 to bounce back from that loss against Scotland last weekend, and consign Italy to two losses in their opening two games. Currently, Scotland versus Wales is live. We are approaching the hour mark in that one, so just over 20 minutes to go. Scotland are currently trailing Wales 17-20. In that one up in Edinburgh. Moving on to the cricket then, where, as I say, we have a whole host of action to cover. The test match between India and England reached its stumps on the first day, with India at 300-46 in that one. So a good start by India there. Rashan Pant on 33 and Patel on 5 are the two batsmen still in there. They were led by Rohit Sharma at the top of the innings on 161 for that one, as India made a good start to the second test. We also had the West Indies versus Bangladesh in that one, where the West Indies posted that 409 in their first innings. They managed to bowl out Bangladesh in their second innings for 296. Litton Das with 71, putting up the best fight for Bangladesh. Amongst the wickets, Cornwall with 5 wickets for 74 runs led the way for the West Indies. The West Indies had a good lead for that one going into the second innings. They've lost a few wickets early, though, and they're 41 for 3 in the second innings. Their Braithwaite, Campbell and Mosley all have gone cheaply. Bonner and Warrican are the two batsmen who will start tomorrow. Start today on 8 and 2. That means that the West Indies currently lead by 154 with 7 wickets remaining in their second innings. Over in the international T20, and Pakistan hosting South Africa. Pakistan posts 144 in their innings. Dwayne Pretorius had a fantastic set of figures, 5 wickets for only 17 runs off his 4 overs, leading the way for South Africa. 51 for Mohammed Rizwan at the top of the innings. It was the top scorer for Pakistan. South Africa chased that down with more than three overs to spare. Hendricks got 42, as did Piet van Billion, to lead the way for South Africa in that one, as they got 145 for four off 16.2 overs. So a comfortable win for South Africa against Pakistan in the second T20 there. It was Super Smash action yesterday. Well, Super Smash final day yesterday down in Wellington. First up, we had the Wellington versus the Wellington Blaze versus the Canterbury Magicians. Wellington Blaze went into bat first. Sophie Devine scoring 47 runs led the way for the Blaze. But whilst the top three scored runs with Devine with 47, Green with 22, and Kerr with 31, none of the other batsmen could stick around, and all the other batsmen went some cheaply with three runouts in the innings there. Strathwaite came on and bowled, got three wickets for just 13 runs off her four overs there, restricting the Blaze to just 125. Yes, definitely a under par score there off the 20 overs. Canterbury Magicians, though, made hard work chasing that down. McKay at the top of the innings called 24, but they then lost Cox and Strathwaite for 3-0. Nation, Ketcher and Banks also went for a duck, two ducks and three runs, meaning that Ibrahim and Tahuhu Hatsa saw the Canterbury Magicians home, though, with Ibrahim scoring 45 not out off 40 overs, 40 balls, sorry. Tahuhu scoring 38 off 20, meaning that the Canterbury Magicians reached 126 for six with two balls to spare there to win the game. Amanda Kerr took three wickets for 19 in that one, as she picked up a hat-trick in the 10th over there, helping her side, but not enough to see the victory in that one. So Canterbury Magicians win the women's Super Smash. On the men's Super Smash side of things, the Canterbury Kings went into bat first, scoring 75 for eight off their 20 overs. Led Micucci with 44 led the way there for them off just 39 balls. Van Brick with three wickets for 28 runs off his four overs with the best of the bowlers. In the chase then, and Conway was the man yet again. He's having a fantastic season with the bat. He batted throughout the innings, scoring 93 off 63 balls to see the Wellington Firebirds home with just two balls to spare, scoring 178 for five off their 20 overs, or off their 19.4 overs, should I say, in that one. So great innings there by Conway with his 93 off 63 balls. You have now started the day the best way to see all of the important sports news. Don't forget, I will be at the Jet Sprint Boats today and also next Saturday as well. So keep an eye out for footage from all of that on the New Zealand Sports Radio socials. Looking forward to getting down over there to Merrimeri today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.